not to get too much into the adjuvant Herceptin story, which would take a whole other interview, but I'm curious whether or not you are offering or considering trastuzumab without chemotherapy, either in the ER positive or ER negative patient, particularly in an older patient who you may be reluctant to give chemotherapy.
It's a really good question, and I haven't done it yet. I guess I shouldn't say I'll never do it. I've been just a little bit reluctant to do it because I wanted to sort of stay true to the clinical trials as they were presented, sort of trying to use adjuvant Herceptin in a population of patients that sort of meet the entry criteria for those various studies, acknowledging that every one of those clinical trials did use chemotherapy. I think it's a fascinating question, and I'm sure that I'll be confronted with this situation before too long. Matter of fact, I was confronted with it about 3 days ago in a woman who was 74. She had a 9-millimeter estrogen receptor positive, HER2 positive cancer, and she actually raised the issue. And I elected not to do it, the simple reason being that the benefits of Herceptin alone in that situation, of course, are unmeasurable. And I think the risks of Herceptin therapy in an older population are, I think, a little bit of a theoretical concern. There was just a hint of information from the cardiac toxicity analysis of the NSABP that there may be some age-relatedness to this phenomenon. It wasn't potent information statistically. The number of people who seemed to be in the cohort of patients with the highest cardiac risk were women over the age of 50 who had had a compromise in their ejection fraction but were still normal. And that's a natural reluctance to use Herceptin in an elderly population where the benefits are unmeasurable.